It's the weekday wake up on SBI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment and learning about an upcoming event with the Star Valley Health Auxiliary. And joining me in studio today is Charlotte Reinhart. She's the president of the Star Valley Health Auxiliary. Cole Helm also in studio. He's on the hospital board for the North Lincoln Hospital District. Cole, Charlotte, good morning. How are you guys today?
Morning, thanks for having us. Morning, Duke.
Hey, appreciate you both coming in. Charlotte, let's start with you. And you and I were just talking before we went on the air here about your time at the auxiliary for Star Valley Health, and it's been a good 10 years, it sounds like, correct?
Very close. Yeah. Lots of fun, lots of work.
And you've been president now for about 5 years. Tell us what that entails to run this auxiliary in the organization.
Primarily, people that are interested, both men and women, that are interested in donating some time. We do a lot of activities, service to the hospital and the surgical care unit in the gift shop, which is our big fundraiser, and in the care center itself. And we're going to be doing more in the hospital in the future, and we're excited about that.
Well, you have a really cool first-time event coming up, a big fundraiser, this bingo and spaghetti night. Tell us about this. How did this idea develop? It's a first year for it, I understand.
Right. We've, in the past, before COVID, we were waitresses for 2 months of the year, and we decided that we were going to try something new, and so we're back. And we're going to do this spaghetti and bingo night on the April 20th, and that will be $40 for a family of six plus bingo cards. We've got some $10 for individuals with bingo cards for the spaghetti dinner. So don't be afraid to come by yourself, because there'll be a lot of people there.
Perfect. And this is it sounds like it is a family event then.
It is a family.
Bring everybody out.
It is a family event, and we've got prizes, some amazing prizes for children as well as adults and men. And we've had some great donations, monetary and from the businesses here in the valley.
So you can have a good time and maybe walk away with some great stuff is what it sounds
like.
You
bet. We've got some big prizes. And if you've got a young man, we've got a whole outfit, helmet and all.
Hey, cool.
So, and the clothes. So that'd be great.
Now the big question is, Cole's not making spaghetti, is
no,
he?
No, no. We're doing the cooking.
That was a quick no, Cole. That was a real quick no.
No. You're going to be better off without me making spaghetti. I can tell you that.
We'll bring Cole on here in just a few moments to talk about this from the board standpoint. But this sounds like a great event, Charlotte. It's happening on the 20th of April. Where does this take place?
Right,
and what time?
It's going to be at the Thane Community Center. We'll be starting the dinner at 6 o'clock to 6:30, and then we'll have a few minutes. And if you want to take your dinner home and just not eat it there, that's fine. You can take it with you. We'll have that for you. And the bingo will start, and we'll have about 15 games of bingo.
Excellent.
And big prizes.
Very cool. Charlotte, of course, this is all a fundraiser to help the hospital and help them as they serve the community. So tell us what the funds are going towards from this event.
Okay, this year we're donating $15,000 to three different requests. Each year the auxiliary will request from the hospital departments any needs that they have that were not funded. And then we see if we can do all or part of those. The $15,000 this year went $5,000 to each department that we decided to fund. One is the infusion department, and we're excited about this. We've purchased two machines that will be medication pumps that the patient can take home to receive extended chemotherapy infusions at home, and instead of having to sit at the hospital so often and for so long. And so we're quite excited about that. They'll be set at the hospital, and then they can go home with it. Another is for the therapy treatments, requested $5,000 for a new procedure that allows improved and faster healing times for the patients. And then radiology, department is expanding their department for a 24-hour sleep and shower room, and we're donating $5,000 to that effort.
These are no small donations, Charlotte. I mean, these are for the individual that takes advantage of these. These are life changing. I mean, these are a big deal for these people.
And that's what we're hoping, is to fill those little gaps that can make our patients more comfortable, and certainly get the services that we want them to have.
Excellent. Well, Charlotte, this sounds like a great event, April 20th, and this Bingo Spaghetti Night fundraiser. Cole, let's loop you into this. Cole serves on the North Lincoln Hospital District Board of Directors. Cole, from a board standpoint, what a blessing to have an auxiliary like this with people like Charlotte to help fill these gaps, like she was saying.
Oh, absolutely, Duke. And it's amazing to me how much time and effort gets put into these events. There are so many things that we can do, or that the hospital benefits from, but not only the hospital, but the community as a whole, from all this money, all the updates and technology, the donations, the services that are provided. The auxiliary provides a ton of services that, you know, a lot of times goes behind the scenes. Nobody knows about. But it's amazing to me how much time and effort that they put into this. And honestly, it's, you know, the way I look at it, and really all the donation services that are being provided really help Star Valley Health maintain that hometown feel. And that's really, I mean, it comes back to the community, it comes back to benefiting the community, you benefiting the hospital, yes, but it's getting the technology and stuff to help benefit the patients and the customers of the hospital, which is our local community. It's huge, and their support is truly amazing.
And it's not just these few items that Charlotte's mentioned already. I mean, this has been ongoing for years and years and years.
Oh, absolutely. As I say, there's been a number of things, and a lot of it's stuff that not everybody just thinks of, but until you actually need it. And so when you've been in the need, or when you've had a need, or been in a situation where you've have needed something and it hasn't been available, that's when you're like, oh, that would have been amazing to have that. And some of the things that they've done in the past has been crucial to making sure that those needs are met. And there's many of them that we could go through. But as far as time goes, I probably won't go through everything, but just one of the things that I think is amazing too is I'm going to touch on the Teddy Bear Clinic, because it helps get kids familiar with, and Charlotte can offer more information on this, but it helps get kids familiar with the hospital. And so they're not scared to go in there and see the hospital and visit the hospital.
And they're allowed to go in the ambulance and in the police officers' cars and hear the sirens and touch and look and feel.
Very
and
cool.
And takes that fear from them.
Excellent.
It's a good opportunity for them to be a good experience for them to visit the hospital, and I think that's huge. And so there's just all these little programs like that, you know, you touch on the equipment purchases. Obviously, that's helping keep the hospital up to date technology-wise. Like I say, the list just goes on, and the volunteering that they do is priceless, honestly.
Cole Helm, he's on the North Lincoln Hospital District Board of Directors. Charlotte Reinhardt in studio, president of the Star Valley Health Auxiliary. Charlotte, you mentioned this event coming up on the 20th, a great cause for people to go support. I'm sure the biggest impact, though, comes from the business community, right? And so what can the business community do to help support the auxiliary, not just through this event, but over time?
Well, we're going to do this event again in October, which will... But we're only contacting the businesses once. We want to make clear that we're not going to come back again. We have card parties, and I think the money that is raised and the donations that are brought in have been very generous, and we're looking forward to working more with the community business owners and getting their input too, is what can be done with the hospital, for the hospital. Invite them to the meetings, make sure they're part of it.
Excellent. Well, Charlotte, Cole, thank you both so much for your time. Anything we missed that we need to cover today?
Just see you on the 20th.
All right. Bingo and spaghetti. Sounds like a great, great event. That's Charlotte Reiner, president of the Star Valley Health Auxiliary, Cole Helm on the North Lincoln Hospital District Board of Directors. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.